I'd like to welcome everybody to Monday, November 17, 2014, Shoreacre City Council meeting. First line of business is call of order. Roll call.
Kathy Schnell, present.
Bill Moyer, here.
Rick Moses, here.
Richard Adams, present.
Mark Weaver, present.
All right. Thank you very much. Next line of business, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
I will take this flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one nation, indivisible.
We don't have any special presentations tonight. So we're going to be on 4.0, approval minutes. There are no minutes to approve. So we're going to move on to item 5.0. Council reports request 5.1, Mayor Moses, activities. Briefly, because there's not really anyone other than Mr. Schnell in attendance, but for the folks that are listening over the recording web, we want to make some things clear to go over a few things. First off, our thoughts and prayers with the families of the deceased folks out at the DuPont plant. We're very sorry. We wish the families the best in that venture, unfortunately. With that being said, just to bring up a couple little things, LaPorte basically put out a notification via the phone line around 7-something in the morning. I'm not exact on the time. I wrote it down. I thought it was 7:50, but I could be incorrect on that. However, there was no caution for the city of Shoreacres at any time. There was no cautions for the city of LaPorte, Deer Park. Nothing was put out. The plant did a shelter in place inside the plant. Nowhere outside the plant did they do that at any of the cities. So therefore, the city of LaPorte notified just as an information over line. About 10:50, I'd gotten a hold of David and told him for information reasons, let's put something, because of the odor and the smell, on our care line to let our people know, our citizens. However, at no time was our city in any type of situation at all. This was all contained inside the plant at DuPont. So I just wanted people to be aware of what was going on there. I would have liked to have gotten a call from the city of LaPorte, and I never did as the mayor. I got no call from anybody. Our chief actually didn't get a call until later on in the morning ourselves. So there was some breakdown in communications. I think we should be aware of that, at least in the council-type positions or the mayor's position. That way our citizens could have known something a little bit sooner. However, there was no time that the city was in jeopardy or any of our citizens at all. With that being said, also moving on to the next item is Christmas activities are coming up. It would be nice if the council could somehow open their schedule up for December the 2nd and December the 4th. December the 2nd, we'll be meeting here at 6 p.m., correct, David? 6 p.m. for the kids to build and make the snow angels and things of that to hang on the Christmas trees and stuff. It'd be nice for us to be involved with that as much as possible. It'd probably last anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. December 4th is going to be the potluck dinner night. That starts at 6:00, if I'm correct, at 6 o'clock. I'm going to fry two turkeys at my residence and bring up here for it. Basically, if the council is in town at that time, it would be great to have an attendance up here. We're really trying to pick up the attendance over the last few years. It's really dropped down a lot. The more the merrier. The kids are going to be here. They'll be taking everything they had made on the 2nd. They had hung on the tree and picking it up to take it home that night so they can put it on their tree there, the ornaments and things of that nature. And there'll be a hayride that night also. So basically, we get the kids on that. Christmas time is all about family and kids. And so the more we participate, I think it just shows a good standing for us. So if you can make it on your calendar and make it happen, it would be great and greatly appreciated. I'd greatly appreciate it. I don't miss anything, David, that I want to talk about. That was it, wasn't it?
That's it.
All right. Check myself. All right. Other than that, moving on to item 6.0, public hearings and public comments. 6.1, public comments. It's an opportunity for the public to address the council and comment on items that appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed to the city council. Dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law. Participate in discussion deliberations allows for somebody identified on this agenda. And with that being said, the only person in here actually is Mr. Schnell. Would you like to speak, sir?
No.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Schnell. Moving on to 7.0, administrative reports. 7.1, city administrator David Stoller. General activity report.
Good evening. We have, at the last meeting a week ago, I mentioned the work that we were doing, boring a 8-inch main and casing under Shore Acres Boulevard at Center Street. Last Thursday and Friday, well, Wednesday and Thursday, they were pushing that casing underneath the road, and Thursday night they were out there at almost 7 p.m. trying to get that across, and they hit some obstruction, some unknown obstruction. They are 14 feet deep below the surface. They cleared the north right-of-way. They cleared both of the westbound lanes. They cleared the median, which means they cleared our wastewater and stormwater culverts. And they got to about the center of the inside eastbound lane and stopped. Now, they have a pilot that had gone all the way through to the pit on the south side. And so it was the diameter of the 12-inch steel casing that hit something, or the cap that they pull, the push cap. So I had a phone conversation and discussion about 7 o'clock on Friday morning of what our options were. We could pull out and start over and move somewhere else, and no guarantee we wouldn't hit whatever the obstruction is there. There shouldn't be anything there in terms of any utilities or anything, but don't know what kind of debris might be there. There was discussion with the engineers about going shallow, and that was ruled out with conflicts with gas mains and other utilities. And so we ended up with the only viable opportunity we had is to do a point repair, which is to saw cut the center lane and dig down 14 feet and find what that casing hit, and clear the obstruction, and then continue to bore south under the other lane and the other right-of-way. And we're going actually about 30 feet beyond Shore Acres Boulevard with that boring. And there really isn't much other option that we have there. We're kind of committed. We have a foot on the dock and a foot on the boat. That will be an additional cost. It's in a county road. So Friday I worked with Jack Mormon's office to get an emergency permit for us to make that point repair. Our city engineer got them drawings and a plan. We'll have to do a traffic management plan to move and split the lanes to have both directions on the north side around that work while that occurs. We'll have to also make a repair to the street there, and so it will be closed for some period of time while all that work is done and then restored. They finished all of their emergency approvals through Harris County Infrastructure this morning. About 9 o'clock, we got the permit to do that work. That being the case, I'm mobilized, and we've got equipment on site that's costing money. And so tomorrow morning, bright and early, they'll start that work. So we'll be diverting traffic. To be able to get through, it'll just be one lane in each direction at that point at center. While they do that work, I also talked to the engineer about getting a steel plating out there so that as soon as we get that repair done, they can plate the road and we can open it to traffic. And then we can do the surface repair schedule when it's more manageable and when we're not getting stuck with the cost on holidays and emergency basis. So it may be a week or two before we get a contractor out to do concrete work, or longer, but we'll put a steel plate out there over the opening and open it back up to traffic. So we're on. That was done as a change order to the contract for going to Shore Acres Boulevard to Sunrise and Oakdale. And so in that contract, we have a schedule of equipment and labor costs, and it will be time and material based. So we're not really over a barrel and getting stuck. It's just going to be at whatever it costs, and we just don't have much other option. So make you aware of that work. On the good news side, I put this letter in front of you. This is from ISO. These are the same people that do the community rating system evaluation for FEMA, only wearing this hat. This is their building code effectiveness grading schedule. Every 5 years, they come and evaluate the city to see how we what building codes we have and if we're enforcing them properly, and what the training level is of our personnel that do code enforcement and building enforcement, and what kind of records we keep. You can see here that we, as a result of this, we have a classification of 5 for residential and 5 for commercial. For the last 5 years, our classification for residential has been 6. So this is an improvement, and it, like with the flood insurance, equates to about a 5% decrease in insurance for those insurance companies that use this. It is not the same as the flood insurance. Not all insurance companies use the grading system, but many do. Also, unlike flood, this doesn't apply retroactively to existing homes. This is based on how we are regulating construction. So if you had a certificate of occupancy of 2014 and going forward for the next 5 years, you will have a better insurance rate on those homes. So it is a positive for us. It's an incentive for builders who want to come in and do homes here, in that it provides for less expensive insurance. And so we're pleased to have continued to move in the right direction on the insurance. And that's all I have in the report.
Okay. David, I know, I don't want to sound like a mute point, but I know we're going to start that digging tomorrow. Have we confirmed with Center Point and our water that, I know we ran into a couple of things before that it weren't on the map that we ran into and broke. Do we have them coming out to make sure confirmation there's no gas lines where they're going to actually take that track hole and start digging? I mean, we're 100%. We're golden there. I just don't want to run into that problem.
We did a they did first call, and they have identified and located the utilities. Now, if they didn't mark the utilities, then we don't have any control over that. But we have no expectation that there's anything there either. It is in the inside lane of traffic. It would be a north-south crossing, and we've already dug pits at both ends in the same line. And so there are gas mains and telephone lines in the right-of-way going east and west on the south side of the street that we're aware of. And that's all that we're aware of in that area.
Some questions from the council, please.
Moving on to item 7.2, monthly financial report.
In your financial report, you'll notice you've got 2 of everything. That's because this month's financial report would just have October, and I thought it provided a better reference for you to also have last year's there to look at. Just briefly, the general fund has $55,000 in balance at the end of October. The utility fund, $26,503. The CDBG grant account has $1,286 in it. Text pool balance at the end of October was $705,000. That's after a $150,000 withdrawal. A portion of that is capital projects, and the other portion is the bridge funding that we do annually because we don't have tax revenues coming in yet. We also repaid $59,427, which was the coastal erosion grant money that we borrowed from Text Pool from ourselves to pay on that grant, and now we've been reimbursed, and so that money went back to the Text Pool. As soon as we get cash flow, then we'll be putting money back into Text Pool out of the tax money as well, property tax, which brings us to property taxes. And we have real good news there in that they've adjusted the roll. We knew they would. As properties come off of protest, then we get to add them to our taxable value. And so in the month of October, $14.4 million in valuation came on back onto the rolls. So that's a big plus. We went from $84.9 million that we set our tax rate on to now $99.35 million. My expectation is that we will go somewhere north of $101 million after all the adjustments are made. We have seen our first dip in over 10 months, about 10 months in sales tax. The comptroller's office never shares with you what the source of revenues or loss of revenues in sales tax is. They consider that confidential business information, but we did see reduction of about $2,300 over prior year. You see that the general sales tax was $6,678. Sometimes those are adjustments where sales tax was previously paid to us incorrectly. It's supposed to go somewhere else, and it's a one-time adjustment. Typically, those don't extend more than one month. And that's all I have for the financial report.
Thank you, David. Any questions for David? Thank you. We're on item 8.0 business. 8.1, consideration approval of invoices. If the council's had time to look over the invoices, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Weaver. Any questions on the invoices? All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? Okay. We're on to item 8.2, discussion, consideration, action, authorizing the city administrator to contract replacement of a water line in the 500 block of Baywood and replacement of a water line under byway between Fairfield and Meadow Lawn. Mr. Stahl.
Yes, we have a chronic problem with an old 3-inch iron line that is on the south side of Baywood, just east of byway, that extends for about 400 feet. It goes under a couple driveways, and we have loss from that line into the storm line. We've gone out for quotes on replacing that line, boring under those driveways so that we don't have to have the expense of repairs to the driveways. We have three quotes that came in timely, and they're from T. Gray Utility, from AMG Contractor, and from SKE Construction. This is not a bid project. Bidding would require more time and expense to the city. Any project that's under $50,000 is not required to go out for bid. But being prudent, we always go out for quotes. At first, the quotes looked pretty competitive until T. Gray came in. They provided separate quotes for the Baywood, and the other project that we added on was crossing under byway between Fairfield and Meadow Lawn, where we have a line under the new street, also a 2-inch line. Both of these are being replaced with 3-inch poly, which is our new standard line for that service. T-Gray provided separate bids, one for $5,250 on Baywood and one for $3,795 on Byway. We don't anticipate any additional work beyond what is quoted in their bid. That totals to $9,045, which is nearly half the bid, the quote rather, from the other two that made timely submissions. And so I would like to council's approval to move forward with contracting with T. Gray Utility to replace both those lines for $9,045.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. The council's heard what Mr. Stahl is requesting. I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we authorize the city administrator to move ahead with this expenditure.
Okay. I second.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Any questions about it? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Ayes have it. Item 8.3, discussion, consideration, action to cancel November 24th, 2014 regular city council meeting with Mr. Moses. Basically, that what this is doing is canceling. We have this meeting tonight to cancel the meeting for this upcoming Monday. I'll entertain a motion if you might like to put a motion on the floor.
I'll move.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. We have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Weaver. Any questions from the council on this discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? Before I adjourn the meeting, just real quickly, something I didn't mention in the mayor's minutes, so point of privilege, I'm going to take at the moment. There was something brought to my attention. I'm not going to give residents names, but I wanted people to be aware of it, to get to know. Veterans Day, it means a quite a bit to myself, and I'm sure everybody out there. There was a question whether or not we did put our flags out, and we did the night before. Excuse me, that morning of, I believe it was. I actually witnessed the meeting put up myself, so I just wanted that to be addressed so the citizens would know that on Veterans Day our flags were up. If they were taken down, then somebody put them in a car and ran off with them. But they were put up in the morning time. I did observe them myself. Other than that, I think that was the only thing I needed to cover that I did miss. Logan, I wanted to bring that up. Other than that, I'm going to adjourn.
Whether they were put up at all?
It was questioned whether they were put up or not. And I just wanted citizens to be aware they were. Okay. So, all right. I'll adjourn the meeting at 7:20. Thank you for showing up.